What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life. Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please, please, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he's a big man with a small mind. Dear Stephen Shirley, I used to think I was the luckiest girl in my city because of who I was dating. My boyfriend is tall, with creamy brown skin, and a decent body. He's on the city council, and he sits on the board of a very prestigious private club in our city, and he's known for making things happen in our community. Dating him is not what I expected it to be, though. As soon as he changes out of his suit, he reverts to the little boy from the hood, and it's scary to be around him. He won't just have one drink, it's half the bottle, so I have to entertain him and laugh at his drunken sense of humor. I didn't know he smoked an array of things, but he does, and he tried to do it in my house, but that's a no-no. Sex is just as ghetto as he is, and it's a turnoff unless he's sober. When he's drunk, he says all kinds of crazy things to me, like we're in a music video. There's no telling what he will say, and sometimes I can't help but laugh. In his car, he keeps mouthwash, breath mints, and gum to hide what he did the night before. The thing that really bothers me about him is how close-minded he is in real life. We've been together for 5 months, and we decided that we'd meet each other's family during the holidays. He told me that he doesn't fly at all, so we'd have to drive. I did not push the issue because clearly he's here to fly. He's never been out of the country and said he has no interest in seeing anything outside of Michigan. Yesterday, he said I should not hang on his every word because black people won't ever be equal to whites. He says he tells the community what they want to hear. Can I reprogram this 44-year-old man's brain and show him how to live, or is this as good as it gets? Should I run for the hills? I don't even know why you guys are together at all. Because there you go. I mean, you've been with this man for 5 months and you're already trying to change him. You said you want to reprogram his brain. I mean, you're still getting to know him, and so far you don't like anything about him. I mean, this is who he is. And while you have major issues with how and who he is, he seems to be fine with who he is. You said dating him is not what you thought it was going to be. And that's a no, a resounding no. If you didn't know that he smokes everything, like you say, and that he drinks, and you said it's scary to be around him. You said even sex with him is ghetto unless he's sober. I mean, your letter is full of complaints about this man, full of judgments about this man. Why are you still dating this man? Are you waiting for him to change? Because that's not going to happen. He doesn't want to fly at all. He's not interested in traveling anywhere outside of Michigan. We love Detroit. We love Michigan, all of that. But there's a whole world out there waiting to be seen. And I just don't understand what you guys have in common. You have not named one thing. This 40-year-old man slash city councilman is stuck in his ways and you can't change him. No matter how much you may want to, he's got power and position in his city and he's cool with just the way things are. So your decision is to either accept who he is and deal with that, let him be who he's going to be, or just get out while you can. Steve? Why are you rubbing your forehead?
These strawberry letters, man, for those of you that think we make this up, listen to me. Ain't nobody got this type of mind on this show. Can't nobody come up with this right here. This is not... Listen to me. The whole letter is a contradiction. I don't understand how people write this much information and read it back and press send. This don't make no sense. Dear Stephen Shirley, I used to think I was the luckiest girl in my city because of who I was dating. When did you think this? When? I got to just say when. Because right after this, then you say he's on the city council, sits on the board of a prestigious private club. He's known for making things happen in our community. But then right after that, after you told me what the guy was, then you said dating him is not what I expected it to be, though.
Right.
Okay, so when did you think you was the luckiest girl in the city because of who you was dating? Because as soon as you started dating it, you said it turned out to be not what you think it was. You know, he tall with creamy brown skin and a decent body. See right there? That's up for conjecture. Decent body. Okay. Uh-huh. That means we're dealing with several flaws. But he's tall and creamy, so whatever. And he's powerful, so you overlooked it. But then you say dating him wasn't what you expected it to be. As soon as he changes out of his suit, he reverts to the little boy from the hood and is scared to be around him. He won't have just one drink, it's half the bottle. So I got to entertain him and laugh at his drunken sense of humor. No, you don't. No, you don't. I didn't know he smoked an array of things he does, and he's tried to do it in my house, and that's a no-no. All right, now he's smoking weed and a couple other things. I don't know what if he's smoking.
All right, hang on, Steve.
Let's stop this here.
Yeah. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is he's a big man with a small mind. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire. Are you ready for a family vacation you will never forget? One where anything is possible? If so, it's time to plan your getaway to sunny Orlando. Orlando really is the ultimate family destination. It's time to break out the matching bedazzled t-shirt, dust off your go-to dad jokes, and prepare for exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, and fresh new dining experiences, and so much more. Of course, you know that Orlando is the theme park capital of the world, with 15 of the world's top theme parks and water parks all in one place. And beyond the parks, there is also excitement and family fun around every corner. If you're ready to plan an epic Orlando vacation, but you're not sure where to start, you can talk one-on-one with one of their Visit Orlando vacation planners. In Orlando, anything is possible. If you can imagine it, plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he's a big man with a small mind.
All right, so let me take y'all through this quickly. This woman wrote us and said she used to think she was the luckiest girl in the city because of who she was dating. Her boyfriend is tall, creamy brown skin, decent body. So the title of the letter now throws me a link. He's a big man with a small mind, brown skin, decent body. Brown skin, decent body. Subject of the letter, he's a big man with a small mind. Okay. All right, so Fat Boy is now in the letter. I overlooked that at one
she
time.
She said decent Fat body. She
in the letter. What? Title of the letter is, he's a big man with a decent body. Now, when we big men with decent bodies, we fat ass dudes. That's what we are.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how you got that out of that.
Well, Shirley, come on now.
Yeah.
He's a big man. And he's brown skin creamy. He got decent body.
Yeah, but she meant like a big man in the city. He's city councilman. You know, he's a mover and shaker
and
all
you
that.
Nah, okay, then what she had to say decent body for? It's fat man. It's fat man.
She would have said that. Okay, all right.
Yeah, she said it. She said it.
She did not
anyway,
say it was fat.
Well, as soon as he get home and change out that suit, he become a little hood boy. He don't just have a drink. He got to drink half a bottle. Then you got to entertain and laugh at these drunken sense of humor. No, you don't. But you're doing it because you think started dating all this prestige. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Sex is just as ghetto as it is, and it's a turnoff unless he is sober. Because when he's drunk, he say all kinds of crazy things to me like we in a music video. And there's no telling what he will say. And sometimes I can't help but laugh. Wait a minute, hold up. Now sex is funny? Who like funny sex? Who do that? Anybody?
You're a comedian.
Anybody? But who like funny sex, though? Right. Ha, ha, he, hee, hell.
It's serious?
Probably one of my most serious moments I'm having.
All jokes aside.
Ha, ha, he, what? Anybody in here for that? In his car, he keeps mouthwash, breath mints, and gum to hide what he's had the night before. That ain't gonna get it. You got to brush your damn teeth.
Yeah.
Now, all this shit. Yeah, I'm telling you right now. You been up all night drinking, smoking weed and stuff. You can't chew no gum and get this out. I'm telling you
she
that
left
right
that
now.
Out.
And I don't smoke weed. I smoke cigars. And I'm telling you right now, it's a process.
Uh-huh.
You got to get that Dr. Trishness or whatever the name of that creatures. You got to get that. Yeah, and you can't dilute it either. You got to go and put it straight on up in there. Set your mouth to fire.
Full force.
Burn. Don't dilute it with a little water. They got the little line in the cap. Throw it back. Deal with it as long as you can. Then get you some toothpaste out and then double back on it. All right, now let's go. The thing that really bothers me about him is how closed-minded he is in real life. We've been together for 5 months and we decided that we'd meet each other's family during the holidays. He told me he don't fly at all, so we had to drive. I didn't push the issue, clearly, because he's scared to fly. He's never been out the country, said he has no interest of seeing anything outside of Michigan. Where is this great guy you was talking about when you was the luckiest girl in the world? Where this dude at? Because he done fell apart in this damn letter. He wear hoodies. He talk to you nasty doing sex. You be laughing doing sex. Now it's time to go meet his family. You got to drive because homeboy don't want to fly no damn where. So all your vacation is spent behind the wheel of the car. But you ain't got too far to drive because he don't want to drive outside of Michigan. All right. Yesterday he said I should not hang on to his every word because black people won't ever be equal to whites. Damn.
Yeah.
That ain't the plan I've had in my life. I'm going to just share that with you. I've been equal. I'm telling you that right now. I was equal at birth. Now, we might not get treated that way, but I'm equal.
Even says I'm that equal. In the Constitution.
Yeah. But I'm better than some of them, too. I ain't going to lie to you. You can print that.
This is not about you.
It just did.
Not you all.
It just took a turn.
Yeah, nah, I'm mad.
They woke.
Well, I can't help her with him. He lost. I ain't lost. He said he tells the community what they want to hear. Can I reprogram this 44-year-old man brain and show him how to live, or is it as good as it gets? Should I run for the hills? You can't change nobody that don't want to change. Ladies, stop meeting these men thinking you're going to change them.
Please.
Now, they can be changed, but they have to want to be changed. And I've said this 1,000 times on this show, and here it goes 1,001. All men can change. All men will change. But there is only one woman we will change for. And you are not it. Because he ain't changing a damn thing. I'm going to put these hoodies on. I'm going to drink this drink. I'm going to tell you all this stuff I done heard in the video while we having sex. I'm not getting no airplane. I'm driving in this car. I'm not leaving the state of Michigan. I'm never going to be the same as a white man. How you the luckiest girl for dating him? Who the hell you to know? Girl, you dating Sambo.
All right. Listen, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a 6-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.